The 2017 Knock Knights are on the air. WISR 680 AM in Butler and the MSA Sports Network now present the live broadcast of Knock High School Football 2017. Tonight's broadcast of Knock Football is presented in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet and GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dillon McCandless King Coulter and Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Tonight's broadcast can also be heard online at WISR680.com and, as always, on the MSA Sports Network at msasports.net. Time now for the Coach's Show, a visit with Knock head coach Frank Whalen prior to tonight's kickoff. Now let's go to the coach's office, and here's the radio voice of the Knock Knights, Scott Briggs.
Well, the Knock Knights back home. It's a big night tonight, Coach. Not only is this a big game against one of the best teams in the Whippoorwill, it's homecoming. Probably no problem getting your kids ready for this one.
No, we'll be ready to go. Our guys are ready each and every week, Scott. We're excited for this challenge with South Fayette.
All right, who are the guys we're going to talk to tonight?
Really pleased to have four of our Iron Men with us this week. These four guys that we have, Scott, are so critical to our football team because they do everything for us. Scout team offense and defense, and their special teams warriors for us. If we didn't have these four guys, we would not get a good look offensively or defensively. So we're really pleased to have them here.
All right, the guys we're talking to, Brad Criley, Tom Pfeiffer, Ian Gumto, and J.P. Trubick. Let's start with Brad. Brad, what do you do? What's your specialty in terms of the team this year?
Helping out on scout offense and scout defense, making sure that they get a good look every play.
So what's a scout offense and defense? You look at the other team's plays, and you have to run them then, right?
Yes, that is correct. We have to run the other team's plays and ensure that our team's ready for the big game on Friday.
So what positions do you have to run?
I have to run defensive end, defensive tackle, and offensive tackle.
So that could be a little challenging at times to learn not only what you guys are going to do, but what the other team's doing.
That is correct. It's a lot to learn within 1 week.
All right, Tom Pfeiffer. Tom, what positions are you in at on the scout teams?
On scout team, I play fullback on offense, and on defense, I play middle linebacker most of the time.
So you really get a chance on that scout defense to see your running backs come at you, right?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Now, do you on special teams, do you do anything in special teams?
Yes, I play on the line on special teams, either to try to hold the guy or block the punt.
All right, and you guys have had some pretty good success with going after punts this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's real easy to get through.
I think Coach told me a couple weeks ago you were going to, don't be surprised if we block a punt, and you guys did. What was the secret to blocking that punt?
There's really not that much secret, just doing what you're supposed to do, blow through the line, and get there.
All right, good job. Ian Gumto, Ian, what positions do you play on the scout?
Here at Knock, you play anything on the line and just see how much you can help out on the scout team.
Okay, and you've played some regular during the season as well, haven't you?
Yes, that's true.
What positions?
Mostly offensive tackle, defensive tackle, and I'm on the punt team.
All right, and when you looked at this South Fayette team, what did you see and what did you have to try to replicate on the scout team?
Well, we saw a great team. They don't do anything too special. They just play simple football, and they do it great, so we just had to try and match that and get our team ready for Friday night.
All right, and finally, we J.P. Trubick. J.P., what positions do you play on this scout team?
Anything on the offensive line and defense. I play any position on the line.
Okay, what about with this offense that South Fayette is going to throw at us tonight? What did you have to replicate in terms of pass protection, those kind of things?
Just original football. They know how to play, and it's better team wins.
All right, so you guys had a good week of practice? Everything went well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ian, when you look at what you guys are going to try to do in terms of your defense, how are you going to stop this passing game?
You know, we're just going to be more physical. We're going to give the quarterback a lot of pressure, and our secondary is great. They've been repping all week, and we're just going to go out and play Knock football.
Tom, did you give them a hard time while they were trying to work against you guys? You guys probably go pretty hard when you're playing that scout, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got to match what our opponent's going to look like at top level, and they just got to play on how they usually do at practice, but even harder.
All right, so again, Brad, a good week of practice, though, for you guys. You feel really confident going into this game as far as what you might be able to do against this team?
Yeah, this has been the most physical week we've had at practice, so I think we're going to go out there and beat them up pretty good.
All right, well, these are the unsung heroes. We don't get to talk about you guys a lot on the air, but we'll be watching for you this week. And how about going out there, and you guys could be a real factor in the win if you can pick it up here tonight. So good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back and talk with head coach Frank Whalen right after this.
The law offices of Dillon McCandless King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon McCandless King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Well, once again, back with head coach Frank Whalen. And coach, let's just talk for a minute about last week. Give us your synopsis of the Highlands game.
Well, it was kind of a tale of two halves. You know, the first half offensively, we looked very well. I think we had well over 200 yards of rushing just in the first half alone. Then the second half offensively, every time we, you know, started to move the ball, get a big first down, there would be a penalty. And I believe we had double-digit penalties in the second half alone, plus the two fumbles. So it wasn't that Highlands did anything different defensively than what they did in the first half. It was the same exact defense. It was just a matter of us, number one, putting the ball on the ground, and then number two, getting penalties at the absolute worst time. Defensively, again, it was a tale of two halves. They started off second play from scrimmage. They threw an 88-yard touchdown pass. And, you know, we had decent coverage there. They ran a little pick route, and one of our corners couldn't get around it to get to his man. And then our free safety got blocked, and he went straight down the sidelines, 88 yards. That was a tough way to start us off. But then we started to really – you know, defensively started to settle down. And then the second half, we absolutely shut them down. They only had a field goal in the second half. And the only reason why they had a field goal, Scott, is because we fumbled the football on our own 25-yard line. And we held them for, I think they brought it down to about the 15 or the 12-yard line. Then they had to kick a field goal. And so that was the only points that were scored in the entire second half of that football game Friday night. I don't believe they made it past the 50 other than that particular time. So defensively, you know, we just totally shut them down. And that was a big feat, because those receivers are probably the best receivers in the conference. And we were able to man them up and pressure their quarterback. Before our game, Highlands had not given up one sack, and we sacked them three times. You know, we were able to get to them. We were able to cover their receivers in the second half. But again, it just came down to offensively in the second half. The penalties and the turnovers killed us.
Well, and I think with their receivers and the quarterback, I don't know that I've seen a quarterback lay a ball in as perfect as he did on a couple of those passes.
Oh, my. The coverage was there, too, as well. Like their second touchdown pass, that was a thing of beauty. And it really, because we had decent coverage there, and it was, he just put it in the absolute perfect place. It was either going to be a touchdown or it was going to be thrown out of the end zone, and it was just a great throw.
All right, your offense was clicking, as you mentioned, in the first half. The running backs, again, the four guys in the backfield just really doing an outstanding job, and I guess you give this guy some credit for that.
Absolutely. Coach Kronberg's doing a great job with our B-backs. And, of course, you know, Russ was one of the all-time great running backs here at Knock. So we're really happy to have him here. He's doing a great job with Ivan and also with Matty Goodland and with Savon Mosby at the B-back position.
So we'll talk to Russ for a couple of minutes. Of course, Russ Kronenberg, anybody that followed Knock football back in the glory days knows that name, and you probably would have been up on a pedestal in a statue except for that that little guy Pagano came along after you. But how's it feel to be back on the field? I know you got the chance to watch your kids play, but how about yourself being out there on the field?
It's exciting. I mean, it's a lot of fun. With the kids going through the program and knowing the coaches, it was a shock when Coach Whalen asked me to coach for him, but it was also very exciting on my end, because it is exciting to get back out on the field and actually be on Friday night on the sidelines and be very vested in the outcome of the game.
Tell us a little bit about the guys you've got, maybe as a group. What's the strength of this core running backs that you got your coaching?
Ivan has some natural instincts, and he's fast, and he runs hard, so that's always great when you have natural instincts. And it's, you know, I'm more coaching. I'm like trying to get him the ball in the outside hand, things like that, because he runs well already. And then Maddie and Siobhan, those guys, they're good runners as well. I mean, they all seem to have a feel for the cut in the hole, and nobody likes to dance too much, and that's what I like, because I think you make one cut and then you make them pay and go.
All right, and that sort of was your modus operandi back in the day. How about the depth with this group? We see these guys. We see Ivan out there. And what have you got waiting in the wings?
Well, Maddie's a sophomore, and I believe he's going to be one of the B-backs of the future. And Savon Mosby, he's only a junior. And I could see those two competing for that position next year. So I think we're good. And there's some younger kids as well that are going to come up and be real tough in that position as well. I've got kids asking me at practice, hey, can I be a B next year? I said, we'll see.
When you work with the kids and you get out there, do you get a lot of practice time with them just as a group, or are you working with the offense as a whole?
Well, actually, when we do our offensive indy, it's a lot of times it'll just be the quarterbacks and the B-backs up there because of running the triple option. We're looking for that ride, that mesh. And that's kind of what hurt us last week on one of the fumbles. Is, you know, we're still early in this. We do have, it is a lot more team than it is individual, because that's just the way the nature of the beast. The nature of this game is all team-oriented. Now you've got to know what your line's doing, because you're cutting off of their blocks. You don't want to cut into a double team. So if you know it's coming, you're better off. So it is more team than indie, I think.
All right, when you look at South Fayette, what kind of problems are they going to present for your running backs, and what are you guys going to try to do?
They're going to present problems because they're a good team. They're perennially a great team. And they're always big up front. I always wonder why they get all these big guys all the time. They're big up front. But I have a lot of confidence in our offensive line. They're the unsung heroes of Ivan Stabchek's yards and Jake's yards, because those guys work hard. They get out and run. I mean, I love our offensive line. That's what the key to any team is, if you ask me. And we have a great offensive line. So there's not many adjustments with the running backs. It's more, what are you seeing defensively up front? And we're going to change our blocking. Other than that, the running backs just keep running.
All right, let's go back to Coach Whalen. Frank, when you look at this South Fayette team, you had a pretty good passing team last week. This team, known for it, they've won something like 51 straight regular season games. What are they going to throw at you, and what have you had to do to prepare for it?
Well, I think the best preparation was playing Highlands last week. So our kids are going to see many of the same routes. They're going to see a lot of the same pass protection that Highlands gave us. So from that standpoint, it was great playing Highlands last week. Listen, Scott, you hit the nail on the head. There's a reason why they won 50-some straight conference games. I mean, this is an extremely good football team. And it's not just a passing game. They have a tremendous tailback, and they run inside and outside zone better than anybody I've ever seen at the high school level. So there's really, when you look at South Fayette, there are zero weaknesses on this team. They do everything well. And, you know, that's going to be a great challenge for us. We told our kids this week that you have to love these type of challenges, because it is very seldom do you get to play a team that has this type of win streak coming in and playing them on your field, on your, you know, homecoming night. It's going to be, you know, our kids are going to be ready to play. We are going to, make no mistake, do we respect them? Absolutely. But we are going to go after them and give them everything that we have. If they get this, if they extend their streak, they're going to know that they've been in a game at the end of this one.
All right, well, let's hope that we got a lot of good stuff to talk about when we come back again next week. And looking forward to what should be a pretty good game tonight against South Fayette.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
All right, thanks to Coach Whalen, Coach Kronberg, and we'll be back at the stadium. Get you ready for the start of tonight's game right after this.
Attorney General number, PA4619.
The following takes place at 2:33 a.m. in the offices of Schneider's 1 Hour.
We're getting a lot of calls tonight, Mr. Schneider.
Sure are, Mike. Schneider's 1 Hour, this is Gary.
Absolutely, Mrs. Davis. We'll be there in 15 minutes. Steve, Mrs. Davis' furnace is out on West Jefferson.
On my way.
Just sit tight, Mr. Miller. We'll see you in a minute. Ashley, the Miller's on Liberty Street.
Got it.
Remember, let them lead you to the problem.
So you can get them comfort in no time.
This is what it's all about, right, Mr. Schneider?
Being available for people 24/7.
Days, nights, and weekends.
And always arriving on time.
Where you don't pay a dime.
That's the Schneider's 1 Hour code.
Always here to help.
When you need it.
Not just when we feel like it.
All right, Schneider's 1 Hour.
To the rescue.
283-8525.
Schneider's 1 Hour. On time, day or night.
283-8525.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality service and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes, forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Knock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
We're just a few minutes away from tonight's Knock football game here on WISR and the MSA Sports Network. Now let's go live to the press box. Here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Saxonburg, where the Knock Knights are taking on the South Fayette Lions tonight. As you heard us as we talked with head coach Frank Whalen, good to have you along with us. I am Scott Briggs. That is Dave Bacon, and it's a beautiful night for football here in Saxonburg. A little bit on the warm side, but nonetheless, Dave, when you get into this part of the year, you could have rain, with all the hurricanes around. It could have been wet, but field conditions are going to be just about perfect tonight here on the natural grass at Saxonburg, and that's one of those places where the South Fayette Lions don't usually play on natural grass. They're used to the artificial surface, although we haven't seen that be much of a deterrent to teams in recent years.
In recent years, no, they haven't. Scott, the artificial turf on a lot of these fields right now is just a pretty good imitation of the real thing.
Well, the Knock Knights come in after that disappointing loss to Highlands. You heard Coach talk about it and all the penalties and the mistakes that the Knights made in the second half. They're going to have to play a mistake-free game here tonight against South Fayette, Dave. So you mentioned in the pregame there are 51 straight conference victories for South Fayette. They just reload every year. They get better. They get better. When they came up a classification last year, we didn't know really what we to expect. They sort of walked through it. They won the conference, then got beat in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, they got beat by Newcastle, who they handled in regular season play by 24 points. So anything can happen.
And as you heard Coach talk, he thinks that might be the case here tonight as the Knock Knights have an opportunity to really make a statement in this game, because there's not a soul out there other than maybe a lot of the fans sitting on this side of the field that thinks the Knights could come away with a victory here tonight. And I bet half of these people aren't too sure about it either. But you know what? Those kids are confident. They're going to go out and play hard and see what happens.
Well, you certainly can't do it with 115, 120 yards of penalties like they racked up last week. And I'm sure that was disappointing. Coach alluded to that. They're going to have to be on their game tonight and play almost a perfect game, both offensively and defensively here tonight.
All right, in the Northwest 9, other games tonight. Of course, Nauk taking on South Fayette. They are the lead team in the conference at 2-0. The Nauk Knights in at 1-1 in conference play. Montour is at Ambridge, and Montour got beat last week by Mars. They are 2-1, along with the Planets in conference play. Ambridge still looking for their first victory of the year. They're 0-3. Highlands and Mars, now that's the one we're really going to be interested in, because both of those teams 2-1. Just really be interesting to see how that game comes out tonight. I guess, Dave, if you had to look at one, that's probably the game tonight that everybody's going to look at, because that's going to start to separate the haves from the have-nots.
Yes, it will, and it'll give us something to look forward to in the end of the season when the Knights go up against the Planets.
Yeah, and this is one of those games where you kind of hope Mars wins, and then you can go out and beat Mars, so now you've got a three-way round robin. And if you get into the end of the season and a tie for that final playoff spot or somewhere in there, and it goes to Gardner points, you want to be as even as you can be with those other teams. That was one of the things we talked about last week with Highlands having an opportunity at the end of the game, only leading by 8, to score again and get that 10-point advantage, and didn't do it. You never know. That could come back and haunt them.
That could come back to hurt them at the end of the season if things are still close in this conference.
The Little Indians of Indiana at 0-2 taking on the Newcastle Red Hurricane at 2-1 in conference play. And then Trinity is at Blackhawk. That is the non-conference game. Blackhawk getting their first win last week, 43-13 over Indiana. All right, it's Nauk and South Fayette coming your way here on WISR. We'll be back with more in the pregame show right after these messages.
Phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious, you can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
And back here at Nauk High School, waiting for the teams to take the field before we get set in tonight's game. And again, a nice evening for football. It is homecoming here at Saxonburg, so they will have the homecoming festivities coming up at halftime, and we'll give the announcement to you. Good crowd on hand here as well on this second home game. Nauk now with three more after this, and it's hard to believe, Dave. This is sort of the halfway point of the season, game number 4. Five games left to play, three of them, including this one, will be at home.
Yeah, that's right. We get them on tour next week. Home the following week to, I believe, Indiana, and then off to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Finish up with two home games, the Ambridge and the Mars Planets.
So four home games, including this one.
Four home games.
Good way to end the season for the Knights, and they could go, you know, you look at the way this season is playing out, and it could be that last half of the season where the Knights are going to make their move. Certainly, South Fayette is going to be a tough matchup. And next week at Montour, where Nauk always has struggled playing down there, that'll be a tough one. Then Indiana here at Newcastle, never an easy place to play.
Nope.
And then home to Ambridge and home to the Mars Planets. So the nice thing with the Nauk Knights having the Planets here at home rather than having to go over and play in the Big Mac in the final game of the regular season. And, Dave, that one could have some serious playoff implications.
Yes, sir, it certainly could. The way this conference could be shaping up is there'll be one at the top and then a bunch of also-rans chasing afterwards. So this one could go down to the wire.
And the team's just about ready to take the field, so we'll take our final break and be back with a kickoff. And the start of tonight's game, the Nauk Knights and the South Fayette Lions, coming your way right after these messages.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Do you have an Amazon Echo, Tap, or Dot in your home? If you do, you can load the new Butler Radio News skill and get the latest local news, sports, and weather from Alexa anytime you want. The Butler Radio News skill is the area's only skill to offer local news, sports, and weather. To get the skill, open your Alexa app, search for Butler Radio News, and enable the skill. It's that simple. Alexa, what's in the news?
From the Butler Radio Network, here is the latest news.
The Butler Radio Network is proud to be a leader in providing up-to-date local content to you on the devices you use, on your radio, your computer or tablet, your smartphone, and now on your Amazon Alexa device.
It's kickoff time for the Knock Knights here on WISR 680 AM Radio in Butler. Tonight's broadcast of Knock Football is presented in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Kittanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter & Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System's Faster Care, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Now back to the press box and tonight's game. Once again, here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
And we're just a couple of minutes away from the start of tonight's game. The Knock Knights taking on the South Fayette Lions. It's a Northwest 9 matchup. And a second meeting of these two teams. The Knock Knights lost down at South Fayette last year, 49-14 in the first ever meeting between Knock and South Fayette. The Lions, of course, were... back when Knock was in AAA, they were AA and a perennial powerhouse down there, but moved up to 4A and have done exceptionally well here. The Knock Knights looking to pull off what would be an upset tonight, much like Albert Gallatin beating West Mifflin.
Yeah, much like so. It does happen. You know, these Lions, Scott, since 2010, and this was in AAA, have three WPIL championships, two of those turning into PIAA championships at the AA level. So annually a very, very good team, very good program, well-coached program. They have good numbers over there, Scott. The sidelines are, 65 players. And like you said, they just keep reloading.
Yeah, and they keep coming up with these great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's the system they have that just grooms them. And we had the opportunity to go last year down to their facility and, wow.
Yeah, it is quite a facility.
It is something else down at South Fayette. So, anyway, we've got the natural surface here in Saxonburg where the Knock Knights will take on South Fayette. Knights will be wearing the home blues with the white piping, gold helmets, while South Fayette is in all white, green helmets, and fluorescent white numerals, I think.
We hope fluorescent.
They are the most difficult numbers to read. They have white uniforms, all white. The numbers are white, but outlined in green.
With very thin piping.
Yeah, the thin piping, and it appears, though, the numbers are maybe a fluorescent type of a paint, but they are virtually impossible for old guys like us to see. So those of you who are listening from South Fayette, if we don't pick up the numbers, I don't know how you do. On away games with the Lions, it's so hard to see those numbers. The captains for the Knights, A.J. Karenbauer, Ivan Stapchuk, Jake Harrod, and tonight Greg Seiko is captain number four. And South Fayette sending out just one captain, although they had four of them out there when they tossed the coin.
And that'll be Noah Plack, their tight end.
And they do have a couple of injuries of note. Raquin Glover, the junior for South Fayette, not dressed tonight.
Other captains that we saw out there before for the Lions, Drew Saxon, the starting quarterback, Johnny Beck, a very good running back, Jake Walker, and Ray Eldridge.
So the Knock Knights with a true test here against South Fayette. The Knights will kick off. I got to believe that they won the toss and deferred to the second half.
in the men.
South Fayette in the white, Knock in the blue. Second meeting of these two teams. First time South Fayette has made the trip here to Saxonburg. I think perhaps in, certainly in any of the major sports, major boys sports. South Fayette located down off of I-79, in behind, actually in behind Chartiers Valley. Let's see who's back. It'll be Mike Trimber and Johnny Obenauer. And here's Gore's kickoff, and we're underway. Kick is going to go over the head of the intended receivers and into the end zone, so it'll be South Fayette on the touchback, getting their first start, and we'll get our first look at Drew Saxton, outstanding quarterback for South Fayette, and he's got some great talent around him. Mike Trimber, Peyton Tinney, Ryan Kokoski, tight end Nolan Lutz, among others. And they'll get the start at their own 20-yard line. Knox defense come out with that five-man front. Four-man front, actually. And Saxton will put three receivers in the pattern. Motion man to the right side is Trimber. Saxton back to throw. Steps up in the pocket, fires over the middle. Trimber has the catch for a first down out across the 30. Breaks the tackle across the 35 to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 17 on the quick toss.
It's a little slant across the middle there underneath.
South Fayette pretty much goes with no huddle. Ryan Kokoski will slip to the left side along with Trimber. Saxton again, the single setback is Johnny Beck. And looking to throw again. Here comes pressure from the Knights. Gets to the outside. Johnson chasing him down. Fires across the middle. It's picked off. Scotty Frazier with the interception. And goes out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Scott Frazier stepped in front of the intended receiver. And the Knock Knights have intercepted Saxton on the second play of the game.
Credit James Johnson for a lot of that. He got Saxton on the run. And Saxton just chucked it to get it away. Maybe underthrew it a little bit.
So with 11:35 to go here in the first quarter, just 25 seconds in, the Knights with a turnover. Out comes the offense, Brent Bricker over center. It's the triple option. Ivan Stapchuk in the middle. Karenbauer and Setnar on either side. Karenbauer in motion, far side. The handoff, Stapchuk. And Ivan for a yard, maybe two, as he gets down to the 30. Give him the 32, a gain of three. Second down and seven for the Knights. We'll use this messenger wide receiver, Nick Martin and Jared Schreckengost right now running back and forth. Big interception for Frazier. Schreckengost splits wide to the left side. That's the short side of the field, so lots of room to the near side. Four down linemen for South Fayette. Again, Karenbauer in motion. And the pitch to Karenbauer. Throws it behind him and actually threw it right to one of the
Lions, and he is going to run it back the whole way for the touchdown.
I mean, he took the pitch. Johnny Beck took the pitch. And a second turnover. I'm going to have to call that an interception too, Dave.
Yeah.
And Beck returns it for the TD. Had to return that from about the 35, I would think, maybe the 37. So that's a 67-yard interception return on the pitch.
And just when you thought things were going the Knights' way a little bit there.
I mean, he threw it right to him. Well, Knock with a turnover to start the game, essentially. And Coe to attempt an extra point. This guy's a pretty good kicker. And up it goes. Ryan Coe makes it 7-0 in favor of South Fayette as they take the ball away from the Knock offense. And that option pass, that option pitch, hasn't worked much at all this year, Dave.
Well, they've obviously South Fayette has studied their film well.
Yeah, they were right there to get that one. I've never seen that happen before. Well, the quarterback looks to pitch and lets go of the pitch, and it goes right into the hands of the defender, and off he went to the races.
He was on a dead run.
Yeah, and nobody from Knock had a prayer to catch him because there's nobody back there. So Knock finds itself down 7-0 here in the early going to South Fayette. Interception return for a touchdown. And I got to believe that's what the call would be. It's either an interception return or a fumble recovery.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a fumble. The ball never hit the ground.
But if it went backwards, it's considered a lateral, right?
That's true. Lateral.
Lateral fumble or lateral pass?
We'll say interception because it was a pass.
Yeah, we'll go with that. So South Fayette will kick it off now. Coast at this, kick it off to Stapchuk or Goodlin. Back deep for the Nock Knights. Wow. Certainly, things started out great for Nock, but then went south in a hurry. Four plays, two turnovers. Goodlin fields it at the goal line. Matty Goodlin up across the 15 to the 20, and he'll get to the 23-yard line, perhaps. Going to make the spot at the 23. 24, actually. Wow, what a play, though, by Johnny Beck. Heads up.
That's why he's their leading rusher.
Yeah. Pretty good defender as well.
Yep.
All right, here come the Knights out of the triple option, first and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Hand off to Stapchuk and Ivan into the middle, and Ivan across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Gain there of 7. Well, let's say, give him 7. Second down and 3 for the Nock Knights. Ball at the 31-yard line. Nock just has to settle down here and get back in the game. Eric Green, the tight end on the left. Tight end on the right, Nick Martin, lines up in that spot. Again, Herod under center. And the handoff, ball tipped up in the air. It's loose, bounding around. Not sure who's got it. The ball loose back at the 30, and it's going to be Knox football.
Looked like one of the linemen had it for a moment.
Yeah, it looked like Emmett Fry had his hands on it, but then it bounced out of his hands, and then down they all went. So it'll bring up third down and 6 after they lose 3 on it. I believe that was Stapchuk into the line. So third and long situation for the Knights. Two receivers come wide to the near side. Karen Bauer and Martin. Slot right receiver, Setnar. And rolling right, looking to throw. Out into the flat it comes, and just about picked off, but knocked away nicely by Ryan Kokoski. Pass intended out there for Noah Setnar, and it's incomplete. The Nock punt team to come on.
Just a little bit over 9 minutes to play in the first quarter here at Nock, and they trail 7-0.
Chase Mullen will kick this one. Mike Trimber back. Also, it looks like Johnny Beck. High snap. Mullen able to handle it. No pressure. And gets a kick off the side of his foot. Going to take a big Nock bounce. Big Nock bounce. Rolls inside the 20-yard line. Or right to the 20-yard line. What a break that time for the Nock Knights. So put it right at the 20 for South Fayette, right where they started their last drive when they had an offensive play. Second play, an interception. We'll see what the Lions do here to get things going. They lead 7-0 on an interception return of 67 yards by Johnny Beck off of a pitch to the outside by the Knights. All right, Saxon again out of the shotgun, back to tailback. Two receivers wide side of the field. Knock with a four-man rush. And Saxon rolling right, looking to the right. Here comes Johnston again, and he's just going to throw that one into the sidelines. And incomplete.
Any of the coaches next door here commenting about a lineman downfield for the Lions, and
he really was.
He really was. He was up at about the first down marker.
He's about 12 yards downfield.
Again, James Johnston giving chase on that one.
Good pressure by the Knights thus far. Again, four receivers this time, two to the near side, but Trimber will go in motion to the right. And back again, Saxton looking to throw. Going deep downfield. It's got a man on a sprint down the far sideline, and he can't make the catch. And a flag will come down. Pass interference against the Nock Knights.
Pass incomplete on the play.
It looked like a pretty clean...
I think he had him. He turned him around.
He turned him around.
He had his arm on his hip and turned him around as just as the ball got there. Questionable. Was it a catchable ball?
I don't know.
We don't know.
So that'll move it out to the 35-yard line. It'll be first down on the 15-yard penalty.
Pass interference on Knock.
Well, better than a 45-yard reception. Pass interference. First and 10 for South Fayette, and they were going for the bomb that time. Saxton not afraid to throw it. They've thrown on every down thus far in the game. Saxton now with the handoff, and Beck to the outside, cuts it upfield, has some room, breaks a hole through the middle, and he's gone. Beck with one man to beat, goes down the outside, and he will take it for a South Fayette touchdown. That'll be 65 yards for Beck. He just went off a right tackle, Dave, and through the line. There was nobody there. He was gone.
He is surprisingly fast for a, you know, guy's 5'11", 195 pounds. He was just running away from Knock Knights there.
So Johnny Beck has scored on an interception return of 67 yards and a off-tackle run of 65 yards. And South Fayette's line that time, Dave, just blew open all kinds of holes.
Yeah.
So Coe on to attempt the extra point here. High snap, but handled well, and the kick is down, and the kick is up, and the kick is through. So with 8:37 to go here in the first quarter, it's South Fayette 14, Knock nothing. We'll be back with the kickoff coming up right after this timeout.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
And back here at Saxonburg, where the South Fayette Lions, Dave, are, well, they're showing their muscle right now.
Kind of having their way. Two long touchdown plays. One a 67-yard interception return, and one just a long run, both by the same guy, Johnny Beck.
14-0 South Fayette here, and we're not halfway through the first quarter. South Fayette to kick it off. And Coe will kick this one back, and this one will go into the end zone. Oh, now they're going to let them run it out. Usually I thought if you had a foot in the end zone, you couldn't bring it out. And Goodland will. And a nice return out to the 27-yard line.
There's something in there about momentum, backward momentum, which I don't understand. You're either in there or you're not.
Yeah. 8:32 to go, first quarter. Knock trails 14-0 to South Fayette. Knights with the ball, their second possession. First possession, the interception return for the TD. Second, a three and out. Harrett ends in tight. Harrett on the keeper into the line for maybe a yard. He'll get the 28-yard line, where his first carry of the game against a pretty good size in the middle for South Fayette.
I was just going to say, Jake Harrett, 5'11", 195, up against some pretty good-sized linemen there.
We've got four linemen, four backers. So there's essentially eight guys in the box against this Knock triple option. Harrett gives to Stapchuk, finds some room, and Stapchuk out across the 40. He broke off the right side, gets it to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 13 for Ivan Stapchuk, and a Knock first down. Nice, really would be nice, Dave, here, put together a nice drive and go down and score.
Yeah, that would certainly be a boost of confidence for the Knights. They've been a little frustrated tonight, and hopefully that's not carrying over any from last week. Frustrating game that they could have and probably should have won.
First and 10 Knights, their own 41. Again, out of the triple option, Karen Bauer motion left. Handoff Stapchuk, this time nothing. He is just buried right at the line of scrimmage and actually could lose a half yard back close to the 40.
They were waiting for that one. or the Lions.
Just smothering that right side of the Nauk offensive line. He'll lose one back to the 40. Ray Eldridge in there at 6'4", 260. One of those big guys. Jake Walker, if I'm reading the numbers right. Second down, Harrit to Stapchuk again, and nothing there to the 40.
Yeah, just stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Came to the right this time. Third down and 11. 6:40 clock turning your first quarter, 14-0 South Fayette. Knights will break huddle and send Schreckengost out wide to the right. Single coverage on Schreckengost. Harrit will step in under center. Take the snap. Back he goes. Harrit in trouble now. Tries to come forward and down he goes. He bailed on that one quickly, and down he goes at the 36 for a loss of four.
He went underneath four white jerseys there pretty fast.
He's had some success when they've got him outside on that pass in the last series.
I think maybe he was trying to take a page from the Rams notebook from last week, do a three-step drop and get rid of the ball quickly, except when he did his three-step drop, there were white shirts all around him.
Low snap again. Mullen had to field it off the ground, fix it up, and gets it downfield. This one will be fielded by Trimber at the 25, looking to turn upfield at the 30, runs into his own guy, and then a couple of Nauk Knights leading the charge. Tanner Grassi out across the 35 at the 36. And we see the trainers taking a look at Jake Harrit down on the near sideline. He came out and overlooking at Dr. Corey Pasek, former Nauk Knight football player. John Geist, the night trainer. So first and 10 for South Fayette. Let's call it their own 35. 5:34 to go here in the first.
One handoff. Harrit went down oddly as he kind of curled around this side of the line after handing it off to Stapchuk.
I'm trying to see if they're looking at his right arm. All right, three receivers in the pattern for Saxton. Saxton, handoff to Beck, back into the line, breaks a couple tackles, but gets only to the 40. A gain of four. Somebody had a shot at him in the backfield, so they're getting to him there.
Slowed him down a little bit, but he was able to break free.
So give him four on that. It'll be second down and six. And again, South Fayette without a huddle. This time four receivers in the pattern, single setback.
They don't chew up much of the play clock.
No, they don't. Saxton back to throw. Pressure's coming. Saxton looks, fires over the middle. Pass is caught on the run by Ryan Kokoski down the right side, being chased by Goodland. And Matty Goodland will bring him down at about the 19-yard line. Perfect crossing pattern. And Saxton put it right on the money. He's got a cannon for an arm.
And, Scott, that was either almost tipped or just slightly tipped about halfway through by a Nauk Knight. I'm not sure if he got there, but if he didn't, he was close.
About a 29-yard pickup. Or more, maybe 39. And again, Saxton now three receivers. Single setback. Tight end left. And Nauk jumps offside, hands him five. Nauk jumped in, and Saxton just sort of waited for a minute to see if the officials would make a call rather than, I think he moved off of his count. So gets the 5 yard. That's a sign of a pretty good quarterback when you don't panic there. All right, are they going to call it or not? Is it a free play? Get it to the 16 on another penalty. Again, three receivers. First down and five now from the 16. Hand off to back left side. Looks for a hole up the middle and is tripped up as he gets inside the 10. And he'll dive forward to about the 8 yard line. Gain of 8 yards there.
And a first down. It'll make it first and goal.
For Johnny Beck.
We're at 4.5 to go in the first.
So South Fayette threatening again. Back again in the backfield alongside Saxton. And the Lions set, then look to the sideline for a new play call. Saxton waits for it. I mean, this is a well-oiled machine. They've been running this forever. Takes the snap, give it to Beck, straight up the middle. He's tripped up as he gets to the 5. submarining in underneath there. Let's see if we can pick that up. It looks like Tanner Grassi on the tackle with the five.
Right to the left, brought down by Tanner
Gain Grassi. Of three.
Gain of about one on your
second down and goal from the 5 yard line.
Down and six.
Ball right on the 5 yard line. And now sort of an eye set, if you will. Two receivers left, now motion man back to the other side. And the handoff to Beck, looks for a hole, bounces it to the inside, puts his head down and drives into the end zone for his third touchdown of the night. Stopped close to the line of scrimmage, but he just powered his way into the end line. And Johnny Beck, with the run of 5 yards.
He has got to be a strong, strong young man. Power his way through that goal line stand right there. They basically had him stood up, and he just kept pushing.
Just kept the power going, and South Fayette now looking to really take charge of this one with still about 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Low snap goes through the legs of the holder, and Kozback looking to throw for the two-point conversion, and he does. They get the two-point conversion as Co throws it. Not sure who he threw it to. I think we're going to give that one to Nolan Lutz.
22-0.
So on the bad snap, everything goes well for South Fayette, and they lead this one 22-0 here with 3:49 to go in the first quarter.
Even when it goes bad, it goes well.
And that's when you know you've got a good team.
Yeah.
When the kicker could pick up the ball and the guys run pattern. I mean, these guys were running a pattern to the corner of the end zone. It wasn't like they were surprised by this. There must be a call out there when there's, you know, they holler something and guys just go off. And give Ryan Coe a lot of credit. He picked that ball up and just hung in there. And he lofted one into the end zone. We believe it was Nolan Lutz. Lutz was one of the two guys back there. Again, with reading these numbers, it's so hard to pick out who was who. So another kickoff to come from South Fayette. And the Johnny Beck Show.
Number 50, Ryan Coe.
And we see on the sideline, Heath Ertis warming up a quarterback for Knock. Here comes the kickoff. High spinner. Stapchuk waits under it, fields it at the 7. Across the 15 to the 20. Stapchuk puts it in another gear and gets to the 25, maybe the 27. I guess he downshifted instead of upshifting. Give him the 26-yard line with 3:42 to go, and Jake Harrett does not come out on the field. It'll be Heath Ertis, the sophomore quarterback. Harrett was not out on the defensive set and is off the field. So Ertis under center. Again, out of the triple option. Ertis. Hand off to Stapchuk and Ivan for a couple straight ahead. Maybe the 28. Give him two. Second down and 8. Nick Martin with a play from the sideline. It does not look like that we will expect to see Harrett back in at all.
He's just standing on the sidelines here. Nobody took the helmet.
I don't know if it's the right arm or right shoulder, whether he got a stinger. But he's definitely in some pain.
He's doing something like he's working on that shoulder or something.
Second down, and they call it 7. Hand off again, Stapchuk. Ivan able to power forward across the 30. Out to the 33-yard line, where it'll bring up a third down and a makeable 3. Nice gain of about 4 yards there. Third down and a long 3 yards to go. It's a big third down here for the Knock offense. Trek and Goss will split to the left. Eric Green will go out as a receiver to the left from the tight end spot. And again, South Fayette with 8 guys in the box. In motion is Mullen to the far side. Here's the pitch to Stapchuk. Can't turn the corner. A super defensive play by somebody wearing white. I can't see the number.
Cannot,
I can't tell you who you that is. I
discern those numbers up here without
I'm watching block back there and see who it was. See who's getting a pat on the head. Maybe that was Noah Plack. So Knock will be forced to punt after they lose 4 on that one. Back to the 27. Here's Mullen again. Gets this one away. Again, a nice punt by Mullen, but fielded at the 40-yard line. Heading downfield with it and into a whole pile of people. It's Peyton Tinney, I believe. And again, South Fayette fans, we're sorry. Mike Trimber wearing number 4. Trying to read these numbers is next to impossible. Minute 39 to go here in the first quarter. It's South Fayette 22 and Knock nothing. Knock has not stopped South Fayette yet. South Fayette has stopped themselves with an interception on their second play of the game, but Knock turned it right back over with an interception and a subsequent touchdown from Johnny Beck. His first of three thus far. Saxton, three receivers. Back to throw. With time. Steps up in the pocket. Now throwing deep downfield. Trimber wide open at the 25, and he'll take it for a South Fayette touchdown. He got in behind the defense, and he was gone. One play, 49 yards for the TD. 51 yards for the TD.
He just ran a go pattern down the left side here. He's got some quicks.
Wow, this is just, I knew this was a good passing team, but Trimber just sort of went down and stutter-stepped Dave and then took off. And Saxton had all kinds of time. And Trimber had beaten his man then by 5 yards. It was an easy catch and run. And Coe to attempt yet another extra point. Good snap this time. He's under it, and it's up and through. And with a minute 29 to go, it's 29 to nothing in favor of South Fayette here in just the first quarter. Hard to believe.
Yeah. Well, they are as advertised, Scott.
They definitely are. And, you know, we've been concerned with, you know, last week how the receivers got behind the secondary. And, you know, you just, with a team like this, and you've got a guy like Johnny Beck, and the defenders are watching him. He's run for a couple tests, so you tend to maybe slack off a little bit and let that receiver go. But, you know, you've really not seen a quarterback wide receiver combination that throws this well. You saw a good one last week, but I think this one's better.
Oh, yeah, Drew Saxton, and he was getting some pressure there. He extended that play a long time to find his target.
Give Trimber credit for then taking off when he saw the defenders coming up. Again, they run this offense from the time they're born at South Fayette. So these kids know what they're doing, and this is an outstanding football team. There's no question about it. The Knock Knights are learning how far they need to go to get into that realm. Coe again, another long kick. This one fielded and muffed at the goal line. Matt Goodland picks it up at the 5, across the 10, 15, 20. Now down the near sideline, Goodland could go. Matty Goodland down the near sideline. One man to beat, he's at the 30. Goodland at the 20, the 10. It's a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for the Knock Knights.
And we have a flag on the field, right near midfield.
Looks like there's a flag on the play.
Really?
See who this is on.
I mean, an illegal block, a hold or something. But Matt Goodland muffed the ball at the goal line, was able to pick it up, found a hole, and came down the near sideline for 100 yards. Let's see if it'll hold up.
Well, South Fayette's lining up down the end zone.
Oh, the touchdown is good. It's a bench penalty against the Knights for coming out beyond the white line. So the Knights dodge a serious bullet right there.
It's a sideline warning.
And that may be a school record kickoff return for Matt Goodland.
Well, if anybody would know, you'd have the information right at your fingertips, Mr. Briggs.
Well, we're going to check and see. I can't. Would you try to remember the last time that there was a kickoff return for a touchdown? It's been some time. Here's the extra point by Matt Gore. And he gets under it, puts it up, and puts it through. So the Knock Knights get a little bit of revenge. It's 29-7. on Matt Goodland's 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
They erased that goose egg on the scoreboard.
And you don't see that happen very often. All right, we got the kickoff. Well, we're still in the first quarter,
remember.
We're still
in the first quarter.
I'm going to the second quarter almost halftime. But we're still in the first quarter.
Minute 13 to go in the first quarter. We're half an hour into this football game already.
Wow. What a job by Matt Goodland not to give up on that. And, you know, the muff sort of brought everybody to the side. Once he got to the sideline, about the 20-yard line, Dave, he just outran people and was holding his own the rest of the way down the field.
Well, he had a nice little line of blockers up there right about the 15. And once, like you said, once he passed the 20, he was past all the white jerseys.
He was gonzo. So some excitement here in Saxonburg.
Matt Gore to kick off for the Knights. 1:13 to go in the first quarter.
Trimber back deep to take the kick. And it'll be fielded at about the 7-yard line. Straight up field with it and into a pile at about the 30-yard line. And somehow he almost came out of that pile. Just keep the feet going, and Trimber with a nice return to the 30 where South Fayette will get it with still time remaining in this quarter. Minute 4. And it's South Fayette 29, Knox 7.
Minute 4, that's, as we've seen, Scott,
yeah, that's
plenty of time for South Fayette.
A lot of time. Trimber and Peyton Tinney will split wide to the right side. Ryan Kokoski to the near side for Saxton. He looks to the sideline for his call. Johnny Beck in the back. The Knights will have three down linemen. Savon Mosby in the middle. And they hand off to Beck. That's not Beck. That's somebody else. And he breaks through the middle, breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, and takes it across midfield. That's a Johnny Obenauer. And Obenauer takes it to the Knock 45-yard line. That's a 25-yard pickup for Obenauer off the left side. And they got yet another one back there. Obenauer at 5'11", 175. A good spell back for the tough Johnny Beck. Two receivers wide side of the field for Saxton, one on the short side. Tight end is Noah Plack, in tight on the right. Plack looks back for some words from Saxton, and Saxton back to throw. Out into the flat, tipped up in the air and off the fingertips of the aforementioned Noah Plack. It'll be second down and 10, one of the very few misses in tonight's game for Drew Saxton.
It'll stop the clock with 34 ticks to go in the first.
Two receivers right, single receiver left. And South Fayette again, they go without a huddle, then they look to the sideline for a play once they set their line. And Saxton now with three receivers is going to hand the ball off again. Looking to turn the corner, Obenauer, and he is hit and brought down at the 42-yard line. Looks like Ivan Stapchuk out there leading the charge for the Knock Knights.
And Scott, that should be about the last play of the quarter.
Third down and a long 5 yards, and let's see if South Fayette will run it. They look back at the clock and will not. So that's the end of the first quarter, thankfully. Well, we think it is, maybe not. Yep, that's the end of the first quarter. It's South Fayette 29, Knox 7, back to Saxonburg right after this timeout.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham program take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter & Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
And welcome back to Saxonburg, along with Dave Bacon. I'm Scott Briggs as we get set to start quarter number two. Yes, only the second quarter. And South Fayette leading 29-7. At least, Dave, it's been an exciting game to watch.
Yes, it has. If you like offense, and South Fayette has shown plenty of it here tonight. And it's been some exciting times for the Nauk Knights, too, is that last kickoff by South Fayette. 100-yard return by Matt Goodlett.
Again, I believe, well, you know, 100 yards is all you can get in high school because you can't take it from in the end zone. So that would be a Nauk school record, at least a tie of one, if not a standout one. And as we start the second quarter, whistles blow. I don't see a flag, but a timeout perhaps taken. Yeah, South Fayette burns a timeout to start the quarter.
You're up 29-7. What could be wrong?
Well, you're up 29-7. You can afford to use a timeout, I guess.
True.
Again, we're starting the second quarter here. And the Nauk Knights find themselves in trouble. They actually picked off a pass to start the game.
On the second play of the game.
And things looked good until they had a pitch out. And the pitch out, instead of going to A.J. Karenbauer, it went to Johnny Beck, who took it 67 yards all by himself with nobody around him down the far sideline. So it was not the best way to start the game for the Nauk Knights. So South Fayette with a third down now and call it six. Starting from the Nauk 41-yard line here in quarter number two. Four receivers for Saxton. And he just needs 7 yards. It's 6 yards, essentially. Back to throw. Pressure comes. Steps up. Throwing down the far sideline. He's got a man out there, and he makes the catch at inside the 20 at the 19-yard line very easily. Good coverage on the play by A.J. Karenbauer, but I don't think A.J. saw the ball coming.
Saxton took a pretty good hit just as he let go of that football, too, Scott.
Down to the 19-yard line. The catch made by Noah Plack. And it'll be first and 10 for South Fayette. Quick look to the sideline and to the right side. Two receivers, one to the left side. Saxton looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket, now forced out. Back he goes. Looking to throw, and he'll just throw it down low, but threw it to the 15, and it was a great catch by Mike Trimber, almost at his feet, but Trimber went down and got it and picks up positive yardage to the 15.
Well, Saxton was throwing that one where only Trimber could catch it if he chose to. Pick up a four on the play.
And the receiver to the far side. That's the wide side of the field. One receiver. Saxton calls the play, then looks around.
Play clock approaching five.
I'm going to have to hurry to get it off. Saxton does get it off right as it expires. And again, pressure comes. He goes to the side. Then he throws that one down short of the goal line. So Nauk finding some defensive pressure there, forcing now South Fayette into a third down. James Johnston, I think, was the guy that was almost in his face.
James Johnston's been chasing him around a good bit tonight.
All right, it'll be third down and six for South Fayette as Saxton glances to the sideline. Now puts Trimber in motion from right to left to the wide side of the field. And he's back to throw. Here comes pressure again. Steps up in the pocket and now tries to take off with it. It throws as he's falling and almost hit a guy in the corner of the end zone. I'll tell you what, good effort there by Corey Payne to bring him down. I think it was Corey Payne.
Saxton was
Eric Green, maybe,
in the grasp and going down, and he just rifled that football.
Almost to somebody.
Almost to somebody. I don't know that the receiver even looked for it, or he probably could have caught it.
So Coe on to attempt a field goal, and this should be a chip shot for him. We were watching him warm up tonight, hitting them from 45 yards easily. This will be a 32-yard field goal for Coe. Ball is down. Coe's under it, and he's got got the length and the distance and the 3 points. So it's 32-7 in favor of South Fayette on a 32-yard field goal.
That went easily 50.
Way
that landed. That landed way out on the track behind the scoreboard.
That's a heck of a kick. 32-7, South Fayette, 10:43 to go here in the first half. Back to Saxonburg right after this timeout.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Well, South Fayette scores on every possession. The Knock defense came up, put some serious pressure on Drew Saxton and forced the Lions to go for the field goal and, like I said, a chip shot for Ryan Coe. And so far, he's the best kicker we've seen this year. I mean, talk about a leg.
For those of you familiar with Knock Knight Stadium, that kick went through the uprights, over the soccer net, across the track, and landed at the base of the fence.
This kickoff going about as far. It'll go into the end zone, and the Knights will start at the 20. 10:43 to go here in the first half. Knock trying to cut into this lead. Down 32-7. Knights Scott Frazier with an interception on the second play of the game, but then Johnny Beck picked off a lateral and returned it 67 yards to give South Fayette the 7-0 lead. Then Beck with a 65-yard run for a touchdown. Then Beck with a 5-yard run for a score. And then we got Trimber into the action, a 51-yard touchdown pass. And the Knights playing out without their starting quarterback. Heath Ertis is in as starter. And the handoff goes quickly to Stapchuk up the middle for maybe 3 yards to the 23. And I think they're a little off kilter on that one, Dave. Almost looked like people moving and others weren't.
And not everybody went at the same time, put it that way.
Second down and 7. And Jake Harrod still on the sideline here with Dr. Pasek and John Geist, the Knights' longtime trainer. And his right arm just looks kind of dead. But got a good doctor there in Dr. Pasek. So. Second down and 7. Motion man to the near side is Karenbauer. And they'll pitch it that way. Here's Stapchuk looking to turn the corner, and he does. Out across the 30, 35, 40. Stapchuk fumbles the football, and South Fayette may have it at their Knock 47. If he wasn't out of bounds.
If he wasn't out of bounds, that's the key.
They're going to rule him out of bounds at the 41, so the Knights dodge a bullet there. And, of course, once you're out of bounds, you know, Ivan could have let the ball go.
Yep.
So a first down for the Knock Knights and a big gainer for Stapchuk, his biggest run of the night. That's an 18-yard pickup on the sweep to the right. First and 10 Knock. Haven't been able to put together many long drives in this one.
It's only their second first down of the evening, Scott.
Shrek and Gostel split to the right side. Green in the slot right. Ertis steps back into the pistol. Wants Setnar to go in motion to the right side. Takes the snap. Fakes the pitch back. Looking downfield. Ertis now in trouble. Running to the right. Gets a block. Looking. He's got to get rid of it. Throws it out into the flat. And there's nobody there. And South Fayette says, where's the flag? There's nobody there. And they're going to say that Shrek and Goss was close. He's about 30 yards away, but he was close.
He was that direction, yeah.
So good job by Ertis to get rid of the ball. He had no place to go with it. Bring up second down and 10.
Dodged some pretty heavy pressure there, too, in the process.
Again, Jake Harrod hurt in the first quarter. Heath Ertis in his second series for the Knights tonight. Sophomore quarterback. Stapchuk right behind him. And this one didn't go. Everybody's going at a different count on that one. And that's really the first time, I think, all season, Dave, we've seen that offense all going at different times. Nobody was on the right page
They've been pretty crisp so far.
And you wonder if, you know, the change in quarterback, the cadence, the sound of it is just a bit different. And perhaps that's the issue. And it's a loss of 5, second down and 15. Back to the 36-yard line. 9:16 to go here in the first half. 32-7, South Fayette in the lead. Knox only score coming on a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Matty Goodland. Aridis will take the snap and roll to his right. Looking into the flat to Karenbauer. Gets the catch, but he doesn't go anywhere. Quickly brought down by Trimber out there. Out of the corner spot. No gain on the play. Well, gain of 1 to the 37. It'll be third down and better part of 15 to go. It's nothing working to the sides on that pass. The corners of South Fayette, just like the corners of Highlands, Dave, able to get up quickly.
Which is very quick feet defensively.
Again, South Fayette with only 3 defensive backs. And here's Ertis back to throw again. Looking downfield, got a man down there. Schreckengoss just overthrows him by probably a yard. And give credit to Jarrett Schreckengoss, Dave. He had burned down the center of the field. He was open. And Ertis let it fly, but just about that far too long.
If he could have brought that in stride, that was 6 points.
Nice throw by Heath Ertis, just a little bit too far. So to bring up fourth down and Mullen on to punt. And Knox has had trouble with the snap to Mullen tonight. A couple of low ones, a high one.
He's corralled them all.
Well, this time a good snap. Gets it away. Pressure comes. This short kick this time. A spinner takes a knock bounce and will go out of bounds over on the far side of the field at about the 35-yard line. So with 8:15 to go here in the first half, and South Fayette leading 32-7. The Lions will get the ball one more time at their own 35-yard line.
Well, Scott, you can see how these South Fayette Lions lead the section in scoring with 128 coming into tonight. And also in defense, only giving up 19 points coming into tonight's game.
And so far have not given up anything to the Knock offense. First and 10, South Fayette at their own 35. Saxton, 3 receivers again. Trimber in motion right to left. Saxton with a handoff, and no place to go for Johnny Beck that time. Submarining in Savon Mosby to take him off his pins as he got the ball at the 33. Actually, they'll lose 2. First running loss for the game for South Fayette.
Knights need a little bit more of that.
Nice job by Mosby. Second down and 12. Saxton now 4 receivers in the pattern. Knock the 4 down linemen this time, and Saxton's back to throw. Pressure up the middle from Green. He dumps it into the flat. Pass is caught. And coming downfield with it, looking for room. It is one more time. Johnny Beck. And Beck finally brought down inside the Knock 15-yard line by James Jones, Johnston, and A.J. Karenbauer. But he got all the way down to the Knock 14. Maybe the 13.
Wow.
Boy, just a little dump.
With a lot of room in front of it.
And once he gets into open field, he makes some nice moves. He makes guys miss. I wasn't sure anybody was going to actually catch him. The Knights will stop him there inside the 15-yard line. Saxton, now Knox showing a little bit of a blitz as Jarrett Bricker looking to come in from the right side. South Fayette now waits. Beck takes a snap. Looking to throw across the middle to the end zone. Pass is caught for a touchdown by the tight end. That's Noah Plack on just a little tight end sprint down the middle. And Saxton put it right on the money for the touchdown. A 14-yard TD to Plack.
Makes it 38-7 with a point after to come.
mean, this South Fayette team is exceptional.
Beck is just such a fluid runner, Scott. Yeah. I mean, there's no choppiness to his run. He just looks like he's gliding down the field. And before you know it, he's passing everybody on the field.
Ryan Coe to attempt the extra point. South Fayette waiting on one more guy to come out on their extra point try. Coe out of the hole to Ryan Kukoski. High snap, nicely held by Kukoski, and easily up and through by Coe. So with 7:10 to go in the first half, it's the South Fayette Lions 39, the Knock Knights 7. Be back with a kickoff here from Saxonburg after this 30-second timeout.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
Well, South Fayette keeps it going. A three-play drive there with tight end Noah Plack catching the pass right straight across the middle from Drew Saxton. Boy, Saxton hangs in there, Dave, as well as any quarterback we've seen. Under pressure, does some good stuff every time, rarely makes a mistake.
He is one cool cucumber. Never seems to get flustered.
39-7 Lions, they'll kick off yet again. Coe's been the busiest guy on the field. He's got a 32-yard field goal and a whole bunch of extra points.
He and Johnny Beck.
Having themselves a night here in the artificial or in the natural grass of Saxonburg. There's another high kick. Goodland will take this in the end zone, and he can't come out. So it'll be knock ball at the 20-yard line. And Matt Goodland, the only scorer of the game for the Knights, a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. At least I think it's 100 yards.
It started off ugly.
Half a foot in the end zone when he dropped the ball and had to come out and get it. And in high school, you can't have more than 100 yards. Right?
Right.
So Knock will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. 7:10 to go first half. Again, Heath Ertis is the quarterback. And I think we probably will not see the return of Jake Harrett tonight. And Harrett, of course, not on defense either. And it appears to be his right arm. Artist with a motion man, handoff, snap, chuck, and again, Ivan for maybe a yard or two, then pushed back, giving the 21 for a gain of one. And South Fayette just collapsing all eight guys in there.
That just looked like a huge white bulldozer coming in there and shoving him backwards with half the front of the line.
Second down and nine. Plays from the sideline. Joey Wojciechowski bringing in a play along with Evan Wynn. So, see, coach going to the bench here.
Well, it's a hot night, so he's probably trying to stay some of these regular players a lot.
Okay, motion to the near side, Stapchuk, or Goodland, actually. Here's the pitch back to Stapchuk. Stapchuk tries to turn the corner, gets maybe another yard to the 22. Matt Goodland in there in the backfield. Gain of another yard.
He kind of ran out of room there. He was being chased from behind. And it was the short side of the field anyways.
One of the coaching changes tonight for the Knock Knights, assistant head coach Matt Savannah's in the press box, not on the sideline. Coach had mentioned a couple weeks ago that that game against West Mifflin, they thought if Matt had been up here, he would have seen some things that he could change. Couldn't quite see him from the sideline, so maybe they're hoping that that's the situation tonight. We'll see if Coach Savannah's back up here in the second half, though. All right, it's third down and eight for Knock on their own 22.5-yard line. Ertis with Mullen in motion to the backfield. Ertis now being chased, and he will go down at the 10-yard line. Sack by South Fayette, one of those big linemen whose number we cannot read.
Loss of about 10. Yeah, loss of 10 on the play. It'll bring up fourth down and 20. They're going to mark them at the...
They'll give them where they first make contact at the 13. So loss of like 9. So Mullen will have to punt from his end zone. So South Fayette should get great field position out of this. Good snap for Mullen. Kicks away. Nice punt by Mullen. Fielded at the 47 of Knock and coming back down the other way. South Fayette, and they'll get across the 40 and down to the Knock 37-yard line. And that's where the South Fayette Lions will go. 4:39 left to go here in the first half. And they've now threatening to put it into mercy rule.
Won't go to mercy rule until the second half, of course, but once that 35-point differential has been made, the clock continues to run all through the second half, even if the differential is made back up again.
4:39 to go, ball at the 37-yard line. South Fayette's Drew Saxton having himself a pretty good night tonight, as has Johnny Beck, three touchdowns, almost a fourth, three touchdown passes. First and 10 for Saxton. Four receivers all in tight. Now motion man to the near side in the handoff. Trimber looking to turn it upfield, and he will be cut down in the backfield. Good play by Andrew Mullen coming through from his linebacker spot to drop him back at the 38-yard line. Loss of a yard.
He just chased them down from behind and took the legs out from under him.
So a little bit of a different look there for South Fayette. I think if you're the Lions now, you're going to try some different plays. All right, Johnny Obenauer now in the backfield, replacing Beck. Saxton with two receivers to the wide side of the field, and Noah Plack, the tight end, split to the right.
Play clock under five.
They run that pretty close. And a quick toss into the flat, caught by Trimber. Trimber looks to the outside, gets out close to the 35-yard line, crosses over that to the 33. Pick up of about five there on that quick pass. Good defense by the Knock Knights. Snapchuck out there. And we also, when you look out there, you see Scott Frazier's got a cast, it appears, on his right arm. Or at least it's wrapped very tightly. Obviously from earlier in this week or last week. Certainly didn't occur in this game. Third down and call it six for South Fayette as we're turning down to the three-minute mark in the first half. Four receivers. And back is Saxton. Pressure comes, runs right past one guy, and then heads to the outside, throws downfield, got a man down in the end zone, and it's batted down. Ivan Stapchuk bats it down. Matt Goodland down there to also bat it away.
Good coverage that time by that Knock secondary.
And Saxton had pressure coming from someone. I don't know if that was Eric Green that came in. He got past him, and then Green turned around and chased him even further.
Almost got him the second time.
Yeah. So to bring up fourth down, and believe it or not, Coe is going to attempt a field goal here.
This will be a 50-yarder.
50-yard field goal. Ball's down. The kick is on its way, and it's going to be short, but not by much. So with 2:51.
A little too much air under that one.
And that was not a good kick, as good as he's kicked tonight.
So. No.
So Knock will get the ball at that spot at the 37, where it'll be first and 10. Knights, 2:51 to go here in the first half, trailing 39-7 to South Fayette.
Now where are they going with the football?
Going back to the 20.
They're going to set it up on the 20, so they don't get it from where the...
I thought you got it from the field goal if it was a miss.
Was.
So why not attempt it? It's...
I don't hear any yelling from the booth next door, so...
No, I just always thought if a field goal...
Well, we don't see that many. Of this situation.
Certainly not that far. Here's a handoff up the middle. Stapchuk. I believe that's Ivan out to the 25. Starting to see some substitutions for South Fayette on defense. Running guys in and running guys out. So, again, a warm night. So both teams, I think, Dave, trying to give guys a bit of a break. Again, Knock with Heath Ertis at the helm. Second down and six. A gain of four. Schreckengoss splits wide to the right. Ertis is under center, takes the snap. Hand off against Dapchuk up the middle for three or four more. Maybe the 27-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down and about a long 3 yards to go for Nock. The clock turns down to the two-minute mark. Nock with all three of their timeouts, South Fayette with two. And Ertis waits for the play to come in from the near sideline. Nock struggling to get first downs tonight. Try to pick one up here. And Karen Bauer, Stapchuk, and Setnar the backfield. Ertis under center. Stapchuk off the right side. And looks like he's going to come up short of the first down at about the 28-yard line, so only another yard. And a timeout now taken by South Fayette with a minute 17 to go. So fourth down and a yard or so, South Fayette will have time. And they're so dangerous, Dave. They need one play.
Yeah, they can score two touchdowns in a minute and 16, or if they chose, two.
Again, it's homecoming here in Saxonburg, so the homecoming court will take the field at halftime.
So what do the Knights do here?
That's a punt.
Gamble.
I think South Fayette took the timeout, assuming that Nock probably will go for it here.
Now South Fayette up by 32 points.
39-7.
Nock touchdown coming on a 100-yard kickoff return by Matt Goodland.
So on fourth down and one, the Knights will go for it. Savon Mosby comes out on the offensive set. Now they change their mind and send the punt team out. Mosby is the long snapper.
Chase Mullen.
So Mullen will punt it from inside his 15-yard line, and Chase has hit some pretty good ones tonight. Had one long one that took a real big Nock roll. Could use one of those about here. Again, a high floating snap, but Mullen handles it and gets a line shot away downfield, takes another Nock bounce, and will go dead at the 35-yard line. So with a minute seven to go, South Fayette will be 65 yards away. And you wonder what South Fayette's approach to this will be, leading 39-7. Now Nock will get the football to start the second half of tonight's game, as the Knights kicked off, obviously. South Fayette can get to the mercy rule with another score as long as Nock doesn't score in the meantime. As Dave said, the margin's 35 in the second half, and once you hit that, it doesn't go back. So what will Saxton do here? He's got four receivers in the pattern, trips to the left side, and now motion man Trimber back near to the near side. He's looking back to pass into the flat. Pass is caught at the 40. And downfield for a first down across the 45 to the 47. And that looks like Noah Plack. Gain of 12.
Move the sticks with 60 ticks on the clock in the first half.
1 minute. And the clock starts. Four receivers now for Saxton. Saxton back, pressure. Fires into the flat, wide open Trimber. Trimber tries to put a move on. And does eventually gets away from Stapchuk, but unfortunately he falls to his face in that process. So Ivan hung on for dear life. Pickup of another first down to the Nock 36. 42 seconds to go here in the first half. South Fayette running their one-minute drill. Saxton, three receivers to the left, throwing out in the flats, got a man out there, and oh, what a nice over-the-hand catch. Over-the-head catch by Plack.
Over-the-head one-handed catch by Plack.
Had to be at about the 10, and he's taken down at the 3-yard line, where it'll be first and goal, South Fayette. Beautiful pass, and Plack, like you said, Dave, with a one-handed catch. Wow. Saxton again, four receivers. Single setback is looking to throw again. Fires into the end zone, and Plax got his second touchdown. Easy play there. And South Fayette scores again. They made it look easy. Bing, 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 down the field in less than a minute.
South Fayette touchdown. Bringing the score. South Fayette, 45.
Did I hear flag somewhere?
I think somebody wanted a flag for celebration.
So the touchdown with 23 seconds to go. Plack, his second consecutive touchdown catch. This one of 3 yards. And Coe on to attempt yet another extra point. And up and through it goes. No, he hit the post.
He hit the post.
Unusual there. So 45-7.
No, it's 23.6 seconds.
That's what I knew. Too many numbers on the board. And the Knock Knights getting it handed to them here tonight at homecoming as South Fayette leads 45-7. The Knock will have 23 seconds to end this first half mercifully. And we will start the second half under the mercy rule.
Mercy rule for those.
Unless
Knock can score here.
Yeah.
Which happened earlier in this half.
That's right. Matt Goodland, the only score for the Knock Knights, a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Mercy rule. In mercy rule, the clock will run the whole way through the second half. If the differential is 35 points, the only time the clock will stop is for injuries, timeouts, or change of possession.
So Coe's set to kick off yet again. We've been saying his name a lot tonight. He's a busy guy. I can't imagine Knock will do anything other than just try to get out of this half. This one's on the ground. It's going to bound around, and Goodland fields it at the 5. Goodland out across the 25, and that's about it. Out across the 20 to the 23. Actually, the return by Noah Setnar. That wasn't Goodland. So Setnar on the return. 16 seconds to go.
And we'll see what the Knights do. Do they kneel on it?
They just hand it off and head to the locker room. Try to regroup a little bit for the second half. I don't know what the coach is going to tell them at halftime. Snapchuck comes to the near side, and South Fayette drops seven guys back in pass coverage. They rush 4, and they hand off to Snapchuck, and Ivan will get a couple of yards here to the 29, and that should about do it for the first half. No one will stop the clock, and at the end of the first half, the South Fayette Lions showing why they are one of the top teams in 4A, not the top team, but I'll tell you what, they're making a statement for that in my book. End of the first half. It's South Fayette 45 and the Knock Knights 7. We'll be back to recap first half action here from Saxonburg right after this timeout.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And welcome back here to Knock High School, where the Knock Knights trail the South Fayette Lions 45-7. And Dave, I'm not sure the game was even that close.
No, just not offensively being able to do anything. Of course, the South Fayette Lion defense only giving up 19 points coming into this game. Now we can see why. They're a very potent defense as well as a very potent offense. Again, scoring, leading the conference anyway with 128 points coming into tonight. And definitely looking to make a repeat attempt at conference championship here.
Yeah, and they have been the real deal from the get-go, although when it started out, it looked like the Knock Knights, you know, maybe as things started, things could go Knock's way a little bit tonight, as in the very second play from scrimmage, Drew Saxton threw an interception. Scotty Frazier picked it off for Knock, and the Knights had the ball at the 35-yard line at South Fayette, but on the ensuing next series, on the second play, quarterback Jake Harrett pitched the ball to the outside. Unfortunately, Johnny Beck ran in front of it and took it on the fly, and he sprinted 67 yards to the end zone for the first South Fayette score, and it was 7-0 before you knew it. Then it was Beck on a 65-yard run. Then Beck on a 5-yard run made it 22-0 before the end of the first quarter. And then even into the first quarter, Trimber would take a 51-yard pass, made it 29-0. And then the Knock Knights on the ensuing kickoff, the only positive thing for Knock tonight, Matt Goodland, 100-yard kickoff return for a score. Goodland caught the ball at the goal line, bobbled it, had to go down and pick it up, and then sort of threw off the defensive coverage, but was able to weave his way the first 20 yards and then scampered the rest of the way for the touchdown. It was 29-7. South Fayette would come back then and get a 32-yard field goal from Ryan Coe to make it 32-7, and that was the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, it was pass plays to Noah Plack, two of those for touchdowns by South Fayette to make it 45-7 over Knock.
You know, they're as advertised, Scott. They are a well-oiled machine and ranked number two in Quad A behind TJ. You can see why here. They just don't make mistakes.
No, they really don't. And you got to give Drew Saxton a lot of credit. He threw that interception early. That didn't bother him. They had the confidence to come right back. And then on their second play, the handoff to Johnny Beck, who just busted off the right side, found a little bit of a seam. And all he needs is a little bit of daylight.
He's gone.
And away he went.
He is such a smooth, fluid runner and has good acceleration. It's very fast. Just a natural athlete, Scott. And, you know, South Fayette racked up 10 first downs in the first half. No penalties, one turnover. Now the Knights with one turnover, two first downs, and three penalties for 25 yards.
So South Fayette just doesn't, as the coach said earlier, that's a very good team. They do everything right. They don't make mistakes. They made a mistake early, but they certainly recovered from it. And they are well in control of this one. 45-7. At the half. We've got the Knock homecoming coming up, but first, it's the MSA Sports Halftime Show with Don Rebel. And
not MSA anymore.
You're right, it's not MSA. It is the Trib Live High School Sports Network. And Don will talk about that on the halftime show. And then we'll be back here with second half action from Saxonburg. Again, with South Fayette leading 45-7. It's the Trib Live High School Halftime Show. Yeah, got that.
There you go.
Coming up next here at WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Back after this.